Syria's four-year civil war leaves at least 7.6 million people without a home or food. Rob Fayers, the team leader of the Syrian Food Assistance Program at the Office of Food for Peace at USAID. He works with the UN World Food Program to send and distribute more than $1.1 billion worth of food to Syrian refugees. He and his team are finalists for a Service to America Medal in the National Security and International Affairs category. Rob, I want to congratulate you and your colleagues on this terrific recognition. Thank you very much for coming on the program today. The program that you run, explain how it works and what the goal of it is. Thanks for joining me today.
Sure. Thanks for having me. I work for the U.S. Agency for International Development, a federal agency which is responsible for providing humanitarian and development assistance abroad. So we have a responsibility where there is a humanitarian crisis, as there has been in Syria for more than 3 years now, in addressing humanitarian needs there. So it's been within our agency, USAID, we've got the Office of Food for Peace, established in 1954 by an act of Congress, who I work for. And so we, on behalf of the American people and with, congressional support, we provide humanitarian assistance, food assistance to people around the world based on humanitarian need. And that's what we've been doing in Syria.
One can imagine just by thinking about the headlines that we know about what's going on in Syria, that the team that you supervise is working under some of the most awful conditions people can imagine.
Yeah, I think that's really true. And we like to remind people that there are so many people that make these kinds of programs successful. And we have partners, on the ground, non-governmental partners, humanitarian, international and local humanitarian organizations who actually, work quietly without a lot of credit and who are the ones on the ground risking their lives in some cases to deliver the assistance. So while we're supporting that and, we have a role in overseeing this assistance on behalf of the United States and the American people. It's these partners on the ground who, as I said, some of whom are risking their lives, that really make it happen.
The notes from the Partnership for Public Service, who provide the Service to America medals, indicate that colleagues said Thayer worked to get the food assistance program up and running under difficult circumstances. When you were trying to get this up and running, what were you up against, Rob?
Well, we started providing food assistance on behalf of the American people in 2012, which was really the beginning of the Civil War. And I think the main challenge was so many different competing factions, operating basically in a war environment. So I think, one of the things you really have to do at the beginning is identify partners you can trust. It's really establishing relationships and partnerships that make it successful. There are not, there are not American citizens on the ground handing out food. You need to establish, trusting partnerships and relationships. And that was really the main challenge at the early stage.
How'd you go about doing that in an environment that was already heavily into conflict?
Well, I think the countries, the neighboring countries in the region, Turkey, Jordan, Lebanon, Iraq, and Egypt, all of them have been incredibly generous in hosting large numbers of Syrian refugees who have fled from Syria across their borders. And without the cooperation and support of those countries, Jordan and Lebanon and Turkey have had the heaviest burden. But, you have to give some credit to those countries that have hosted many of these refugees and facilitated delivery of humanitarian assistance.
One of the programs that the partnership writes about is the Flour to Bakeries program, and it says the U.S. government supports flour and yeast purchases from neighboring countries and enlists humanitarian partner organizations to deliver these bread ingredients to bakeries across Syria. And it goes on to detail the cultural importance of loaves of bread in the Syrian culture. It strikes me, on the one hand, this could be a standard operating procedure logistics issue of how do you get this stuff to this location. On the other hand, there are any number of challenges that are there that are probably completely unique to this situation. Am I on the right track, Rob?
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think the key point is that so many different mechanisms are necessary in order to reach people in an environment like this. And the Flour to Bakeries program is one of them. And the Flour to Bakeries program in particular There are some areas, that have been very difficult to reach with other kinds of assistance, but we've been able to channel pretty large amounts of flour, actually over 100 tons a day now, of U.S. government-supported flour, through the generosity of the American people and with the support of our Congress. Over 100 tons a day of flour now is being delivered into parts of Syria that wouldn't otherwise be having operating bakeries.
Do we have a sense of whether that message is getting through to the people that are being served, that they understand that the United States is trying to help them, Rob?
Yeah, that's a big question. And I can tell you that with regard to the bakeries program, there is a very high awareness among certainly all of the bakeries and many of the recipients of bread from those bakeries that U.S. government is supporting this program. There are also incredible sensitivities, as you can imagine.
Of course.
So, in many parts of the world, we brand our food assistance with the U.S. government logo and USAID logo. It says from the American people. But because this is a civil war and often our food has to, cross combatant lines of control, much of our food is, it can't be branded in the same way that it would be in some other situations where we didn't have this kind of conflict. So it is a challenge, but there is a pretty high level of awareness, I can tell you, with regard to the bakeries program, of the origins of the flour.
The whole assistance program here, not just the flour to bakeries issue, but all of the food services that are being provided here, how much of that is a typical logistics program, and how much of it is something that you had to customize given the circumstances?
Well, again, a lot of it really relies on the experience of our partners. Our biggest program internally within Syria is the UN World Food Program. They are the largest provider, or our largest partner worldwide. Unfortunately, UN World Food Program cannot access. There are large parts of Syria that UN World Food Program has had difficulty accessing, so we use other partners, humanitarian assistance organizations, international and local, to deliver that assistance. So it is a logistics operation, but it's just complicated because of all the partnerships and relationships and different authorities that we're having to deal with to get assistance into various parts of the country. So it is a logistics operation, but it's a lot more than that because of the conflict environment.